This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey, everybody. Adam Ritz with you, and Jay Baker is with me on the telephone, and we are ready to do public affairs in style with a smile. How you doing, Jay?
I am doing great, Adam, and yes, you and I, we love public affairs.
Love public affairs and how it connects to pop culture, sports, and entertainment. And we have a sports figure that's been doing some good in the community, Johnny Damon. Now, I'm not much of a baseball fan. I'm not against baseball. I just I'm not a big fan. I don't know statistics. I'm not really sure on even what all the franchises are in America. Teams are popping up. And this name, though, I do recall, Johnny Damon, played for the Boston Red Sox. And right. Maybe I remember him the most because he had such a lovely head of hair. If you remember, Johnny Damon had just almost like model quality hair underneath his baseball hat. The former Major League Baseball player is now known for his philanthropic efforts in the Johnny Damon Foundation. He also has a beverage company called The A-Game. And recently, he donated a lot of his hydration drinks to the first responders down in Texas when all the floods hit. So we give a pat on the back to Johnny Damon. He still has the hair, by the way, and he's doing good in his community. He supports foundation work for disadvantaged children by providing them with leadership and growth opportunities. And again, he's donated his A-Game hydration drinks to the first responders affected by natural disasters down there in Texas. So great job, Johnny Damon. I'm going to, make it a challenge to myself to get more involved with Major League Baseball so I can at least learn where all the franchises are.
Absolutely.
My knowledge is the Tampa Bay Rays are, to me, the newest team in Major League Baseball. Has there been a new team besides them? Am I missing somebody?
That may be the newest franchise. I am not as big a baseball fan as I should be, but you may be accurate, and you could probably correctly identify that the Tampa Bay Rays play their baseball in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I did know that.
You were aware of that, yes.
I was such a baseball fan as a kid with baseball cards and, you know, having played T-ball and everything else with my Little League teams. I was on the Reds in the late 70s when the actual Cincinnati Reds were winning World Series with Johnny Bench and Ken Griffey Sr. and Jose Concepcion. I mean, those are some great names. The Big Red Machine. And I think my knowledge of Major League Baseball stopped in 1979.
Just either in 1979, you discovered you could ride your bike all over the neighborhood, or that neighborhood girls were cuter than baseball players.
Right.
That may have been part of the problem.
And then shortly after, MTV and cable television hit, and I stopped watching baseball.
Once MTV hit,
yeah,
your brain turned to mush, and it's been downhill ever since.
It really
and
has.
And I blame music videos.
I blame MTV for a lot of my disasters in my life. Yeah.
That's so funny. Oh, well, you probably won't be too surprised by this, but the majority of Americans are stressed out over money. More Americans say they are anxious about money in general. It's a new survey out from Northwestern Mutual found that nearly 70% of people that they surveyed were feeling anxiety and depression over financial uncertainty. Yeah. Do you put yourself in that camp, Adam?
You know what? I was just thinking about this this week. I don't know if I get depressed or an enormous amount of anxiety when I'm having money issues, but I will say that I have no anxiety and I feel fantastic when I'm on top of my finances.
Yeah, well, that's a good, great point. And that's kind of what the survey looked at. They said that financial experts say that those people that are worried about money should consider to increase their knowledge. There's, you and I know, knowledge, good and bad, by the millions for, you know, for sort of improving your base knowledge of your finances. And also, they said, if you are worried about money, you should consider opening an emergency savings account that you would build up over time that would cover 6 months worth of expenses. And then that way you're being a little bit more proactive about your money.
I've heard the 6 month rule. That is a great idea. Unfortunately, when you open a savings account, it's not just immediately ready with 6 months worth of your finances in it.
You actually, I think that's implied.
You have to work at it. You have to slowly put money in it over time. It's like if you're having anxiety over finances, you should just open up a bank account that has $100,000 in it.
Think about this. You're driving down the road. You're listening to a public affairs show. You go, yeah, I'm feeling a bit of anxiety about my money. What did those two knuckleheads tell me? Just open an account. Well, it's, 5 minutes worth of time. And it's got 6 months worth of finances. And yeah. It's like, no, that's not what we said.
That's all you need is 6 months worth of money in a bank account.
Build up. Put a dollar a week in there. That thing's going to grow like you can't believe.
No, but really, if you put even if you can just manage $100 a month, it's a lot like weight loss, really. If you just lose a pound a month, some people would say, well, that's hardly anything. I'd rather just eat whatever I want than lose 3 pounds in 3 months. Yeah, but you know what? In 2 years, you've lost 25 pounds.
So, right. Well, and that's hence the idea that experts are saying, if you have anxiety, then to the best of your ability, start to build this account, because then you'll have a little bit more dominion over your finances, because then if a pothole comes up or a hiccup in the road, come on, Jay. If something comes up, now you've got at least some resources to help get you through the rough times.
And there will be rough times, especially if you're a homeowner out of the blue, all of a sudden you need a new furnace. I mean, that happens all the time. So to have a little money socked away, that will definitely make you sleep better at night, have a little less stress, less anxiety. But yeah, it is a little worrisome when you're like, okay, I've got this bill to pay. My payday's not till Friday. And then when Friday hits and you get paid, you certainly feel like your belt buckle loosened and you can breathe a little easier.
Yes. So, yes, they do recommend that you get a little bit on top of that. And they do acknowledge, yes, nearly 70% of people do have some anxiety. We have said before on this show, you could wake up tomorrow and, you know, you exercise 3 hours a day and you walk 50,000 steps and you're kind to your neighbor and you put together a savings account that has 6 months worth of expenses in it all in one day. But let's face it, we're human. That's not going to happen. The reason why I'm bringing this up, we've always heard that sort of the outer area of your local supermarket, which has produce and dairy and things like that, are a little bit better foods than the center aisles that contain more processed food. Well, a study now finds, this is kind of a big number, nearly 1 in 5 foods sold in the United States have synthetic food dyes in them.
I've been hearing a lot about the FDA getting rid of food dye.
Yes. It's a thing, and you can kind of see why. I mean, if you think about it, 1 in 5 items. This was from the Institute of Global Health, as well as the University of North Carolina, evaluated ingredients data for packaged foods and beverages made by the top 25 U.S. food manufacturers. Researchers found that the average sugar content of products with synthetic dyes was 141% more than those without the dyes. So unfortunately, added sugars come along with the, hey, look, this food is bluish red.
which is delicious, by the way.
Well, the example is, for those of you that love Fruit Loop cereal, sadly, you may say to yourself, gosh, those colors don't appear in nature. Sure, Toucan Sam can make a heck of a cereal.
It looks fruity. You know, when, when you said this food is bluish red, I immediately tasted crunch berries. And I'm starting to feel, now I'm feeling stressed out and depressed if you're telling me that crunch berries are going to be brown.
Didn't the crunch berry thing start with Captain Crunch, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Captain Crunch, famous for being able to put more sugar per bite than any other cereal. At first, we said we have to admire the technology. Then later, we found out, ooh, that's not so good.
And by the way, the little round red and blue balls inside Crunch Berry cereal, those aren't really, they're not really berries.
They're not berries. They're not. That's not, shocking. That's. Let me write this down because I'm going to include this as part of my research. No, you're absolutely correct. Hey, I brought this story up just because, you know, it's interesting to sort of keep an eye on trends that are occurring. We've undoubtedly heard the word AI, or technically the phrase AI. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a thing, and we're even seeing instances of where high school kids are having AI write their papers and things of that nature. And these AI research centers, have you heard that this is kind of a thing as well, Adam, that some states are concerned that these technology companies are going to put up these AI centers that are going to utilize a lot of energy and water and things of that nature?
Okay. And what is their purpose?
Well, their purpose is to create more AI, because like it or love it, AI is here to stay, and we are in somewhat of an arms race with countries like China and India that are highly populated areas that have a lot of high technology population. So anyway, the reason why I bring this up is the company Indeed and Glassdoor. These are tech companies we've all heard of, but they're set to lay off about 1,300 people this next year over the fact that AI is actually taking business away from traditional tech companies.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot more stories, sad stories of lives affected and jobs ending. My own daughter, in fact, learned that her position is going away at her company that she works at. She's got till October to find a new job because her job is being taken over by AI. So,
yeah, it is definitely a thing. And the only reason I bring it up is certainly when you hear the commercials for Indeed, you think, great idea, great company. You think nothing but upside. But unfortunately, we've found, somewhat like robotics in certain manufacturing circles, the machine can do the job of a human. And so the human is told to, unfortunately, find another job.
And, you know, they're saying the blue-collar jobs are the future. Plumbers, electricians, I mean, we'll always need those. And I would argue that those aren't even safe from AI.
They may not be, accurate as well.
Within 10 years, I mean, you're talking, there's a problem on your plumbing or your toilet or your bathroom, your sink. There's going to be some sort of robot that can just roll out, assess the diagnostic, fix the problem, and roll away.
You may not be inaccurate. I mean, it's hard to believe. You know, we're looking at a lot of future here. Most of what I know about the future was, I think, crafted from watching The Jetsons on television. That was, I think, a well ahead of its time cartoon that was featured on Saturdays. Do you remember those guys?
Oh, for sure. The Jetsons. And
George Jetson and his family.
I don't remember the year, but I remember a few years ago, I saw a post about how, let's just say it was 2022. That was the year that George Jetson was supposed to be born. So during the cartoon, in one of the episodes, you know how the internet, there's someone on the internet that knows something. And someone on the internet knew that George Jetson was born, you know, February 3rd of 2022. and meet George Jetson. You know, when he's a dad with Elroy.
And, yeah, he's got a son named Elroy.
So the Jetsons took place in about 2060. So we're right about there.
And wasn't their dog named Astro?
Astro.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And he worked at Spacely Sprockets, which is still one of the biggest tech companies in the United States.
And, you know, they weren't that predictive because there wasn't a whole lot of AI in the Jetsons.
No.
So come on. Come on, Hannah and Barbara, get with it.
Come on, you guys. Hey, we've talked before about people are getting scammed, and they're getting scammed by sometimes some pretty convincing means. One of them is that supposedly different celebrities are reaching out through the internet and people, because they have an affinity for the charisma of that celebrity, are responding. Well, supposedly Keanu Reeves is paying thousands of dollars a month to keep imitators off social media. So a lot of these celebrities have gotten scammed Well, they're not getting scammed. People are impersonating said celebrities. And Keanu is basically making sure that that DM from him asking you for crypto tips is not real.
Those companies have been around. I did have a friend maybe 10 years ago who worked. He started a company. It was called Imposter. It's escaping me now, but it was based off Imposter. Right when people started to fake out people on Twitter and Facebook. And so his clients were celebrities that paid him. He would scour the internet to find other people using their name and likeness and get those accounts shut down. So this is a thing, imposter protection with celebrities. We did a story a few weeks back, if you remember, about a guy that got scammed out of thousands of dollars because he was convinced that Jennifer Aniston was asking him for money on his direct messages, his DMs. So the deep fakes, the AI versions of these celebrities, you cannot trust it. The scam alert on this public affairs radio show has become such a common occurrence, Jay. I think we should just have a weekly feature called Scam Alert. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I have a scam alert I heard about this week where the scammers are now contacting people to warn them about scammers. And that's the scam.
The scam is a scam about scam.
The scam is a scam about scamming. So what they do is, Jay, let's say you're their Mark. They would call you and say, hello, Mr. Baker. My name is Adam Ritz with Scam Alert International. And, you know, people are getting scammed out of money. So we would like to help you and your finances and protect your wealth so that you don't get scammed by one of these cyber criminals. So what we need from you is your this, that, and the other, your bank account, your social security number, and you will be safe from these scammers. And it's working, because, you know, especially with the elderly. I know everybody picks on the elderly, but the elderly really are the easiest demographic to scam. And it's not because they're old and dumb. It's because maybe they're just not as technically savvy as a younger demographic.
Well, and they also come many times from a generation
trusting
where their reputation is of prime interest to them. So if they feel like their reputation is being harmed, they will go to great lengths to remedy that. And that's what the scammers are counting on.
It's
a tough one.
It's a weekly feature now, Jay. The scam alert this week, we've learned that Keanu Reeves has imposter protection and that the scammers are now scamming you with a scam.
Yes, and thanks for Keanu Reeves for trying to get out in front of people that are scamming Keanu Reeves. So
you know
good
what?
For him.
And I don't want to step on you here, but when you mentioned Keanu Reeves and the celebrity angle, you know, I do some music promotion, and I have seen, for example, Christopher Cross. He's pretty active, and he has a social media team. So, you know, sometimes if you see a post on Christopher Cross's account, it may not have been Mr. Cross himself, but someone that works for him that posts it. But I see a lot of posts that aren't Christopher Cross that say they are, from dummy accounts, imposter accounts. And then Christopher Cross's account has to answer those posts and say, this was not us. We will never send you a direct message. We will never offer you backstage passes or a meet and greet. And that's what, with the celebrity angle, a lot of them are just that simple. You know, hey, if you'd like to come to my show and have an autographed meet and greet with me and have dinner with me, just send $400 to this address.
Wow.
You know, those aren't real. Do not trust those.
Yeah, it makes life, when you hear these things, it just makes it too sad, in my opinion, you know, because they take people's gullibility and turn it against them.
It is. It is, you know, it makes you just want to stay in your house and just, you know, just stay with your family and never leave your home. And that's no way to live.
No, it isn't. Well, here's something that this week's research turned up. This is a British study. They said that a very sad sign of the times we live in, over 1 in 10 adults know more about famous celebrities than their own family. They polled about 2,000 adults. They said that maybe only 29% of those recipients knew how their parents met, but they knew a lot about some celebrity that they follow. And that, to me, is very interesting. It's like it's perhaps easier to follow your favorite celebrity or sports star than it is to actually have a conversation with your mom and dad and go, you know, the story of how you met is part of our family. You should share that with us so that we can all know about it.
You know, there's something to that. My daughters have spent a lot of time with my parents, and the older everybody gets, the more my kids want to hear about life in the 1950s, in the late 1940s. My parents were born in, both of them, in 1941. So they've got some stories that they can tell from the late 1940s. They remember life. And if, you know, God forbid something happens, at some point it's inevitable, they will not be here to tell those stories. You got to hear them now. Who cares about Johnny Damon's hair? Or the fact that Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are now dating. I don't know if you – did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Hey, you know, once again, we want to make sure that everyone knows that because why learn about your family?
I know how Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson met, but I don't know how my parents met in 1958. That is not true. You need to get these stories. So, you know, I highly recommend to anyone listening, if your grandparents are still alive – go over to their house with a tape recorder or a voice memo recorder and just capture some of those stories, because once they're gone, those stories are gone and they can't be passed down from generation to generation.
Right. That's a great point. Yeah, we chuckle a little bit on this show, but it is part and parcel of living in this world where celebrities are, you know, they're everything to a number of people. Yet, as you said, the day-to-day can sort of slip by you.
I think it's important to note that you learned on this Public Affairs radio show that Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are now dating.
I just wanted to let you know I love her.
I have a particular set of skills.
I have a particular set of skills. Well, as I say, good for him. And, you know, one of the things we love to do is sort of give credit to where credit's due with various rock stars. They're not always tearing up a hotel room. Sometimes they're out doing good. David Gilmour posted a video on Instagram of him receiving the O2 Silver Clef Award from music therapy charity Nordoff Robbins for his outstanding contributions to music. This was at the O2 Silver Clef Awards that occurred about a week ago in London, England.
That is a mouthful. The O2 Silver Clef, another seven words, award. Congratulations,
yes.
David Gilmour.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's why he posted the video. It was easier to watch than to explain.
I will say, and, Jay, I have to tell you that the one of the best images or memes or whatever you want to call it that I've seen on the internet involves David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, where he's trying. You can see in the picture he's instructing his daughter on how to play the guitar. She's got a guitar around her neck. And it looks as if she looks like she's 15 or so. And it looks like she was just playing in the living room one day. And David Gilmour walks in and sort of takes over the frets to show her what to do. And
oh, that's cool.
The look on her face, she's looking at the camera like, I just wanted to play a little guitar. And the caption says, when you want to play a guitar, but your dad is David Gilmour from Pink Floyd.
That's funny.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's well put. Yeah. Okay. Everybody thinks they want David Gilmour as a dad, but let me tell you.
Yeah.
We also want to give a hat off to the band Styx through their Rock to the Rescue Foundation. They donated $10,000 to the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country to help the victims of the July flash floods. They're also donating a portion of the proceeds from sales of their new album on their website and at their shows. So that's
cool. Yeah, I've always loved Styx. That's great for them.
Yeah, they started in a garage in suburban Chicago, and along with several bands became one of the top touring acts of the 80s, but they're still out playing, still out recording. Good for them.
And to give money back to the flood victims in Texas, that's outstanding.
I have been following a lot of research on Parkinson's disease. It's a debilitating and so far incurable neurological disease. It's going to affect a lot of people, both young and old. It tends to strike older Americans. But a new report says that they are working on perfecting dog training so that the dogs can actually smell Parkinson's disease. There's an element of that there's a change in your body chemistry, and your sweat glands actually will secrete a very subtle scent. They are working on training dogs. They give the dogs hundreds of skin swabs to sniff, and some of the dogs were able to correctly identify Parkinson's disease in a certain number of patients.
Now, we know our listeners, since you've shared your story with us, that you do have Parkinson's. Although I would say that decades before you were diagnosed, you did have a stink about you.
Yeah, I did, you know, and little did I know. And I will tell you, it is somewhat ironic because upon my reflection, there were some very subtle indicators that I had Parkinson's disease, but it took a long time for it to be diagnosed. So I think that's part of this research that I think has a kind of a good side to it, because these dogs could actually help someone be screened for Parkinson's years before some of the symptoms show up, because they said Parkinson's is usually not detected until the symptoms already appear.
And are these special dogs or all dogs? Do they have to be trained to do this? Or
these particular dogs are golden retrievers and they're being trained, but they're using this research to give them some hope that maybe at some point they could train a number of dogs. You probably know this, Adam. Not all dogs can do all things all the time. Have you gone through TSA and had the dog sniff you?
No, I haven't had the dog sniff.
Big thing at some airports. They're training these dogs, and they found that the dogs are better detectors of people, you know, carrying the wrong things onto a flight than the machinery. So dogs are interesting. They can do a lot of things, or they can just lay in front of the TV and snore. But some dogs can do great things.
Some can do great things. Others lay around and watch TV like myself. So, Jay, thank you so much for everything you've done on the show today. And for our listeners, you can listen to this show again or any of our recent episodes in podcast form on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.